This is a bittersweet story of sorts, especially if you're into beautiful and epic rail travel, because one of the longest, I think it might even be the longest existent train route in this country, Aberdeen to Penzance, has been shut down. It's been running since 1921, 36 stops across 785 miles. I know it from old because it used to stop. I mean, it stops at many of the UK's finest sites, Royal Albert Bridge, Edinburgh, Bamburgh Castles. But I remember it stopping at Dawlish Seawall down in Devon. And it was, aside from being a beautiful way to see the country, it was also fairly luxurious to boot. So why is it gone? Is there no market for such an adventure? I'm joined by Bruce Williamson, a media spokesperson for Rail Future. Good morning to you, Bruce.
Good morning, Matthew, yeah.
So why has such a sort of special route been closed?
Well, it's only been just very slightly truncated. So the trains will go from Aberdeen to Plymouth. So it's just that last bit from Penzance. If you wanted to go all the way to Penzance, you'll have to change trains. I mean, to be fair, almost no one would buy a ticket all the way from Penzance to Aberdeen. You know, I know I've never done that, really, but yeah, it does seem a shame, doesn't it? You're quite right to mention the beautiful bit at Dawlish, which I've done many times, and there's many other great parts of the route. You know, it's great fun if you're keen on travelling by rail. I think the reasons given by cross country are a bit vague. It's all about efficiency and reliability, yeah, or something. I don't know. You know, maybe they'll find it easier to make the timetable work if they cut out that last little bit to Penzance. It hasn't been spectacularly reliable, but cross country don't have a perfect record. But to be fair to them, they're going kind of diagonally across a very, very busy network. So if you get a little bit of a delay at Temple Meads, then you know you miss your slot at Birmingham New Street, and you have to sit outside the station, and then you're even later, and the sort of delays tend to cascade.
I get that, but there was something about I've done the overnight sleeper to Fort William a couple of times, and it's marvellous. I mean, a truly marvellous experience. I'd recommend. It's just the romance of rail travel, which was in fairly scant supply, appears to be now almost non-existent.
Yes, it's high. I mean, you know, I do still enjoy travelling by rail if I can afford the outrageous cost of a ticket. Yeah, and when I was a kid, my mum took my family on a sleeper from Euston to all the way up to Thurso. And, you know, that was a great adventure for a kid. So, you know, the romance, you know, I totally agree with you. And it is still there, but sadly not that particular route all the way from Aberdeen to Penzance anymore.
Bruce Williamson from Rail Future, thank you for giving up your time this Saturday morning.